Country 102.5, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown. And on the phone with us right now, we have Chase Rice, who many of you saw on The Bachelor last night, much to his chagrin. I mean, Chase, I know you were happy to be on The Bachelor, but the circumstances were not exactly pleasant.
Yeah, I mean, they were definitely different than I expected.
That's for sure.
It was a surprise for me. It was a surprise for them. Somebody did a really good job, or somebody got really lucky. I don't know, but either way, at the end of the day, I think people are going to listen to "Lonely If You Are" and the album Part One, and that's what really matters.
I think so too, and we love that song. And I just want to say, you did look super awkward last night, but you handled it like a champ on stage, you know, because you were talking to the crowd, you threw it out to them, or like, how are you two feeling? Like, but you knew Victoria intimately. What do you think she was thinking when you both locked eyes with each other? Because we know how you were feeling, obviously, but what do you think she was going through?
I'm sure she wasn't real happy about it. I don't know. I'm sure she was real surprised. That sucks for her, to be honest. I mean,
yeah,
because she's on there to go have a good time, and you know, she's just on there, you know, doing the show like anybody else, and then that happens.
Did you know at all that she was? I mean, at this point, because this was filmed like months ago, right?
This was back in the fall.
Okay. So, did you know at the time that she was even on the show?
Going into it, I knew. We talked about it, and not me and her, but me and my publicist and my manager. I said, hey, y'all, the thing is, we've talked to them about doing The Bachelor for like a year and a half now. So this has just been a long-going conversation that my publicist and them have been having. And then when they finally confirmed this, I was like, wait a minute, y'all. I know somebody that's going to be on the show. Is that a problem?
Wow. And they're thinking, no, it's not a problem. They're like, it's a blessing.
They probably just started chuckling evilly, like, a problem.
Not your people, but the Bachelor people.
Yeah, the Bachelor people.
Well, that's the thing is, like, my people, they were just like, nah, they're not going to do that to you. Like, they've never done that in the history of the show. You're fine. That's not going to happen. And sure enough, we were wrong.
So when you were dating Victoria, did she hear that song, Lonely If You Are, like, in a work tape or a demo before anyone else heard it? Because you were obviously dating each other, so you know how you send songs to boyfriends or girlfriends.
Yeah, I've done that plenty, but no, not with her. I sent it to my actual ex-girlfriend, who I was actually dating at the time. It's been a weird thing because the person that all these songs are about and the person that this album's about is not her. It's about my actual ex-girlfriend, and no offense to her or anything, but it's the real story is no, that's about a real, very real person in my life. We were very close for years.
That's funny. That happens with so many artists where people assume that the songs that they write are about like the most easily connected person.
Yeah.
Like, well,
yeah.
I know they were on this girl on The Bachelor. So obviously, like, they'll go back through your
every
catalog
song.
Years and be like, oh, we know that song. You hadn't even met her yet. That song was about her. So do you think that the producers, when they had you up there on the stage and you're singing, do you think they were upset that you actually did handle it so well? Because I'd imagine if I was them, they probably, like, wanted you to, like, stop. You're like, uh-oh.
Oh, I'm sure they wanted more drama out of me, but the thing was I've done Survivor before, so
that's true.
I knew like right when that happened, I was like, all right, man, I literally started laughing on stage whenever they turned the corner, and I was like, really, this is really happening right now. And at the end of the day, I was just like, you know what, this ain't why I'm here. I got no real reason to talk about any of this. I don't want these cameras in my face to discuss this. I want the cameras in my face to
discuss music, of course.
To discuss Lonely If You Are. And that's all it was. I wanted it to be, so that's the way I kept it.
You keep talking about exes. Are you currently single?
I'm currently single, and I'm...
ready to mingle?
I'm in Amsterdam right now. I haven't even seen the show yet, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, because I was going to say, there are a lot of girls in Boston who, you know, I've seen you at our street parties, and they would definitely love the chance to, you know, take you out for a date. But that brings me to my last question. You know, about a year ago, the Boston media, they caught you holding hands with Olympic gymnast Allie Raceman, and her team said that y'all were just friends, but what is the story between you two? Is there something between you guys?
That's another one of those funny ones for me, because it's like they caught us holding hands, huh? No. Allie's just always been a friend to me. She's awesome. Allie's a really cool girl. I've gotten to know her a little bit over the last year. But that's all that was. We're just buddies. We went to that
the Bruins game,
the hockey game. Yeah, the Bruins game after the Lil Nas X show that we did together, and that's what that was. There's nothing extracurricular going on there.
Perfect. Well, thank you for clarifying. I've been wondering for an entire year. Thank you.
That's the funny part.
This
year has been really funny for me, because I've never really been in the spotlight like that, because for whatever reason. But yeah, now I'm seeing so much news that I'm like, where do they come up with this stuff, man?
Yeah.
But hey, you know, it's what it is, and that's why I got to, you know, my voice to say what the truth is.
All right, Chase, thank you so much for being on the show. Chase Rice, his album, The Album, Part 1, is out right now. And, of course, you hear the song Lonely If You Are all the time on Country 102.5. Thank you so much for joining us. And, honestly, for what you went through on The Bachelor, congratulations. Honestly, I think you're making the best of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's where, like I said, in the beginning when it happened, I wasn't very happy about it. But then I was like, you know what, I'm going to spin it. I'm going to put, you know, I'm going to make it about the music. That's all I can do. That's all I can control. And I think that's done that. I mean, we got the number one country album in the world right now. And I'm proud of that.
Awesome. All right.
Thanks, Chase.
Thanks, y'all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.